25% of the world's generic drugs are made in India. And India relies upon China for almost 70% of their active ingredients. Several of these Chinese sources have shut down due to the Wuhan coronavirus. And as a result, India has restricted exports of 26 ingredients and the medicines made from them. The United States no longer produces its own medicine. How did this happen? In the 1990s, 90% of these fundamental ingredients were produced in the USA, Europe, and in Japan. But US laws on generic drugs began motivating companies to manufacture in China. The greatest win for China came exactly 3 months after 9/11. On December 11th, 2001, China joined the World Trade Organization, aka the WTO, and immediately began wiping out the competition in the American free market with unbeatable low slave labor costs. Within 2 years, the USA lost their last aspirin, penicillin, and vitamin C producers. Today, we depend upon China for about 90% of our medicine. China has already amassed a reputation for poor quality, and because they have monopolized the global market, the FDA has been forced to lower their manufacturing standards. The low standards in China are likely to blame in part for the many explosions at Chinese pharmaceutical factories that have caused global shortages. Recently, because of the Wuhan coronavirus, masks were ordered to not be exported from China. There are life-sustaining drugs that China is the sole supplier of to the U.S. What happens if China declares an emergency and shuts down all medical supply and drug exports, like both India and China are already beginning to do? If the WTO is the father of globalism, then the UN's insidious replacement migration is its mother. And in Italy, the man believed to be coronavirus patient zero is a Pakistani migrant who works in food delivery. After testing positive for the virus, he refused to self-isolate and continued to deliver food. A recent video of migrants holding babies over fires to make them cry in order to deceitfully cross the border into Greece shows several people speaking Farsi. They are Iranian. Iran is currently suffering an outbreak of the coronavirus. Why on earth should Greece allow them in? The coronavirus appears to be some type of eugenics bioweapon designed to kill the weak and elderly. But one thing is for certain, it has already killed the philosophy of globalism. And now, it will be stress testing the precarious digital grid that our entire society is based upon. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And you can find more reports from Greg Reese at band.video. A great platform that we have created here at InfoWars in response to the social media censorship ban.video. Great reports from Greg Reese, Savannah Hernandez, John Bowne. All the shows are uploaded there at InfoWars. David Knight, Alex Jones, myself, all the great guest interviews. It's all at ban.video. So spread those links. That's our way of getting around the censorship made possible by you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Friday, so you know what that means. Open Line Friday, and I've got a pretty wide open schedule for Open Line Friday. So that means we're going to be taking a lot of calls. And it all kicks off on the other side of this 60-second break. So spread those links at band.video. And if you have something you want to talk about on InfoWars today, give us a call. Open Line Friday. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Friday, March 6th, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, live at band.video. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Open Line Friday, so start your engines. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Troyer with you for the next 3 hours, the crew with you for the next 3 hours. We continue to monitor the coronavirus situation, but I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm sick of talking about it. Pun not intended, but I'm sick of talking about it. Pun not intended. But it is the top story. Everybody wants to talk about it. We do have coronavirus news. I'm sure callers will be calling in on that. We have some political news that is developing. Some news in the world of social media censorship. A couple stories that are very important with that. And then it appears that the deep state is going to attempt to bring back Russian collusion as a storyline to hurt Donald Trump leading into 2020. But you can now see the entire Democrat and even to a certain extent, the entire media establishment is trying to destroy Bernie Sanders right now. Whether that indicates they really want to go with Biden or they've got something else waiting in the wings, I think the latter is more applicable. Joe Biden can't even put his socks on in the morning. And then there's Nancy Pelosi fumbling and bumbling. She doesn't even know what the hell's going on either. These are the two leaders of the Democrat Party now, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. A senile old couple that your heart would break for when you see them in the when you see them in the nursing home. You see them drooling all over each other, not knowing where they are, clearly looking like their face is falling off. And your heart breaks because that's a sad state of life that a lot of people have to go through. You hope you don't have to go through it. You see family go through it. They're going through it. And the Democrat Party is so corrupt, they're foisting them up there as legitimate politicians and legitimate leaders of the Democrat Party right now. And they think the American public is so brainwashed or ignorant that they can't see it. No, we see it. We see Joe Biden, looks like a damn rotting carcass. We see Nancy Pelosi, looks like a damn rotting carcass. We see Hillary Clinton, looks like a damn rotting carcass. I mean, should I go on with all these Skeksy-looking corrupt politicians? Their time is up. They just haven't figured it out yet. They can't let go of the Templar. Yeah, that's right, folks. Hillary Clinton, I felt the political winds a couple days ago. I told you, Hillary Clinton, she's ready to run, man. She's getting ready. I'm not saying she can pull it off. I'm not saying it's even all said and done yet. But she's, she's got a little tingle. In fact, it's probably the only thing she feels anymore is that lust for power. It's the only thing that keeps her alive. So the signs are out there, the political winds. And then there's Tulsi Gabbard, who just gets ignored. I love the blatant hypocrisy of the Democrat Party. We're the party of women. Tulsi Gabbard, only woman left in the race. Warren dropped out. Tulsi Gabbard, only woman left in the race. And they keep her off the stage. Yeah, the party of women. Give me a break. And then their spokeswoman on national television is Donna Brazile, who got caught red-handed helping rig the process to give it to Hillary, apologized for Bernie Sanders about it, telling the RNC spokeswoman, Ronna McDaniel, to go to hell because she simply reports on it. I mean, this party is a dumpster fire with meth head zombies coming out of the dumpster rotting carcasses burning right in front of you. You're just standing there like, oh my gosh, are they going to make it to me? You have no fear to run. You're kind of curious. But they're burning into ashes right in front of you. Boy, this is going to be fun to watch. Oh! And then my headline today. Is it the biggest news story? Maybe not, but I think I want to take this down a road, maybe with you, the callers today. Trump campaign sues CNN over false and defamatory statements, seeks millions in damages. You know, you've got the radicalized left. We even saw a caption of it from 30 years ago. These people haven't changed with Gloria Allred and the Rush Limbaugh piece. These people will sue for their agenda as long as there's still oxygen in their lungs. They will sue anything and anybody, all for headlines, all to complete their agenda using fear. Very litigious about it because they can't win in the battlefield of ideas. They can't win in the battlefield of logic and philosophy or even science or math, as that's coming to fruition now as well. They're total ignorance. CNN should be sued by the Trump administration. This should be like everyone should be suing CNN for what they've done to this country. Knowingly going with false Russian collusion so that the entire country is in a hysteria of anti-Trump derangement syndrome. MSNBC doing the same thing. The Democrat Party towing the line. It being facilitated at the federal level with corrupt prosecutors like Bob Mueller, who, by the way, I don't want to conspiracy theorize myself into a delirium here, but the CDC expert that they put out there in a clown wig looked like Bob Mueller in drag. Okay? I mean, at a certain point in time, I need somebody, it's almost like somebody come and just like knock me out. Because it's getting so bonkers out there. I can't even believe it half the time. They send out a woman in some clown wig looking like Bob Mueller dressed in drag. It can't even be real. It's like none of this stuff can even be real. Jussie Smollett. Oh, I was hung. They tried to hang me in the streets of Chicago. Negative 25 degrees. They tried to hang me and pour acid on me. Oh, that actually happened. It's madness. So, we're going to get through all the headlines. We're going to take your calls. But, you know, I hope, we saw the Covington Catholic situation with that lawsuit. I hope Trump wins this lawsuit for millions of dollars. And I hope there's a cascade of lawsuits from here on out against CNN for fake news that they knowingly are causing riots in this country. Against all of these big tech companies that are censoring people. Censoring InfoWars. I think InfoWars should sue all these companies for $1 billion. No. $10 billion. How much money have they cost InfoWars? How much audience reach have they cost us? How about all the defamation that we deal with around here that keeps people from visiting us, knowing the truth about us, and then they censor us? We're not allowed to operate? But then as a Republic was designed as this miracle of America was designed. We live via the grassroots. We live via the audience. We live via the people. And so that's how we're still here. And we will go to the people on this open line Friday of the InfoWars War Room at band.video. And remember, folks, you, the people, make it all possible by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the Republic. That's America. That's the free market. But I think maybe it's time for big tech to pay us $100 trillion. How about trillions now? Yeah, let's sue them for a trillion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
obnoxious guy that drinks on air? Because I'm drinking the InfoWars coffee right now. First, let me give out the phone number so the crew can aggregate calls before I tell you how great this coffee is. It could take a minute. I'm not going to lie. I made a perfect blend today, too, I have to say. I made the coffee today. Guys, did I not make a perfect blend? I mean, come on, give it up. Let me see the crew. I made the perfect blend today. I'm very proud of this. I'm very proud of this blend that I made of the coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Did you say that on air? Because, exactly, the crew is complimenting me right now that this is the greatest blend they've ever had in their life. By me, yours truly, the InfoWars Store coffee. Guys, pull it up right now. Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. Wake up, America. Oh, yeah. There it is. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee. The Wake Up America brand at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your 1 pound bag. You're not going to regret it. You're going to love this coffee. You didn't hear the crew because they only said it into my ear, but they said best coffee they've ever had. So every once in a while, I got to go back there and brew myself a cup. And, is this my mug? The crew has brought me a mug now. See, here's the problem, though. That mug can only hold like 12 ounces. I'm looking at 18 ounces of coffee right here. That's true. I guess I could use the InfoWars tumbler, 32 ounces. But then you're asking for trouble if you go there. So, Patriot Blend, Wake Up America. If you haven't tried this coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, what are you waiting for? If you're a coffee drinker, why not shop with the good guys? I love the coffee, and I'm in a coffee mood right now. And you can tell it's giving me good vibes, good energy today. So I look forward to talking with you. And if you, how about this? If you have a cup of Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee today, you go to the front of the line. You go to the top of the caller line. If you call in and you got a hot brew of Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com with you. Yeah, I just did that. The phone number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But here's the thing. Obviously, the person drinking the Wake Up America blend from InfoWarsStore.com is going to be the first person to call in anyway. They've got the energy. They're drinking the coffee. They're already moving faster than the other one, than the other guy that's not drinking the coffee. So cheers. Cheers to you, Mr. InfoWars Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee drinker. You're always first in line. So, we'll be enjoying that blend together today. Now, as we aggregate your calls, I will go through this news blitz. What is Rob doing? He's just opened up his, he's opened up his box of InfoWars store products. The box is literally overflowing. What? This is like a never-ending box here. This is like one of those clown boxes that like goes, it's like a magic trick or something. How are you guys pulling this off? What? We're now doing magic tricks live on air. Look at this. He's continuing. Seriously, what did you guys set up some like box? Did you guys like set up some box? This is actually ridiculous now. The crew has somehow set up an infinite box, like a magic trick gag box, and Rob just pulled out about 100 things out of this box. I don't know how he just did that. This was not even staged. This crew is ridiculous. So we're now doing magic tricks on the War Room. Wow. What other show can deliver such quality entertainment? Yeah, we'll be waiting all day for that answer. All right, enough with the fun and games, or we'll get totally distracted here from all this news. So here are some of the things we can talk about today. See, this is the kind of stuff that warrants lawsuits to me. And I really believe that Donald Trump, okay, now, geez, it's just getting out of control. Now Rob has been robbed at knife point. Was that a Bowie knife from InfoWarsStore.com too? We just had our crew member robbed at knife point live on air for his box of InfoWarsStore products. It's absolutely out of control now at this point. Now, I need to focus here, guys. So you just go ahead and stop with the shenanigans. This is the kind of stuff that warrants lawsuits. And I think Trump, with all the defamation and libel and slander and fake news he's had to deal with, is obviously like number one for lawsuit territory. And I think InfoWars and Alex Jones is about number two for all the defamation and censorship that we've dealt with. But Pelosi comes out and says that Trump is the most dangerous person in the history of our country. Nancy Pelosi, who may actually be in the running for most dangerous person in the history of our country, she may actually legitimately be in that realm. Trump will go down in history as the man who saved America. Trump will go down in history as maybe the most popular president in U.S. history. Nancy Pelosi will go down in history as a corrupt dirtbag who held on to power for so long, her literal face was falling off of her dusty ass carcass as she clung to her political power. That's Nancy Pelosi's legacy, if she's lucky. If she really gets exposed for all the crimes that she committed while she was out there in California in Congress, she'll have an entire different legacy to deal with. It won't be as pleasant. But so Trump has sued CNN over false and defamatory statements, seeks millions in damages. Seek trillions. Screw all of these people. They've been getting away with this for way too long. They've been this is the other thing, too. I feel like I could easily frame a lawsuit or a case to a jury and a judge proving beyond a reasonable doubt how the Democrats are engaged in blatant domestic terror. You start with Project Veritas from 2016, Bob Cramer, Aaron Black on tape admitting they started riots in Chicago, which means they probably did it in other places too, and that was their plan, to stop Trump rallies and use those headlines to get Trump, stop Trump from getting the nomination and then stop Trump from winning the presidency. That went on. That's continued with the fake news. Then you have all the cases of assault on Trump supporters. You can bring all those cases to the jury, to the judge, and you can use the backdrop with the standard definition of terrorism, a violent attack against your political opposition. That's what it is. And then show how the news says all the derogatory, defamatory statements against Trump. Show how they say Trump supporters are deplorables. Show how they say form a crowd around a Trump supporter. Make a scene. Lying all day long. They have driven the hatred in this country. And you know what? They're the ones that have politicized the judicial process. So it's time to use their own weapon against them. These companies, Trump should sue CNN for $1 trillion. $1 trillion.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Woo-hoo! See, here's the problem. The left and the Democrat Party, in their elitism, in their arrogance, in their holier-than-thou mentality, have taken it upon themselves to politicize anything and everything for their political agenda, which at its end, at its conclusion, is a death cult, whether they realize that or not. And so conservatives or Republicans or free marketers or libertarians, they don't want to use the legal system politically to destroy their political opposition because that's an abuse of the beautiful justice system that we have. We don't want to taint it. You know, we don't want to rub our feces all over a beautiful city or all over a beautiful, you know, ballroom or something. That's the epitome of a Democrat. Is, oh, let's just smear feces over this beautiful ballroom and then blame our political opposition for it. Yeah, it's a beautiful ballroom, but we can get rid of our political opposition if we just cover it in poop. That's how we'll do it. That's what they do. Happens in Democrat-run cities, literally. But so, conservatives, Republicans don't get into the Supreme Court and politicize it. They don't get into the CDC and politicize it. They don't get into these positions in the federal bureaucracy and politicize them. That's all the Democrats have been doing for 20 years. And I don't sit here as a left versus right, Republican versus Democrat mindset. I'm not a Republican. I'll never claim to be a Republican. I don't like these little political boxes that we try to put everybody in. That's the death of free thought, the death of logic and reasoning. It's part of the reason why we got here. But so that's why for President Trump to take a lead and sue CNN for millions, it's a good start. I'd go with billions. I mean, drive them out of business. How about the economy that they've tried to collapse? How about the borders that they've tried to collapse? How about the race wars that they've tried to start? Sue these people for billions, if not trillions. Yeah, be radical, be ridiculous. That's the only response to this. They've been pushing the pendulum so far. We must push back with extreme action. That's why Trump must drain the swamp. Arrest the deep state criminals. It's the only way to stop this corruption. Now, it's Open Line Friday. I promised I'd go to your phone calls. The number is 877-789-2539. We still have some lines if you want to get in. 877-789-2539. Open Line Friday means anything is on the board. So let's start with some callers that we're holding from yesterday and are drinking the InfoWars coffee so they go straight to the top of the line. That's a deal we're doing today. If you drink InfoWars coffee, you go straight to the front. Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Oh, and happy Friday.
Is it Friday? I didn't even know it. No, it is. It is Friday. Happy Friday to you.
It disturbs me to hear that you're not just a colonizer. You're also a Holocaust denier.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to get into this whole thing with Sebastian Gorka. He's falling apart at the seams. This fight he's picked with InfoWars where we really didn't even barely get in the ring. We kind of like put a toe in the ring just to kind of tease him, but we never really got in the ring. He's still swinging haymakers at air and just wildly missing. He's putting anti-InfoWars tweets up. Everybody's rebuking him. There was another clip of Nuance Bro, who I think it's either YouTube or he's got a huge channel, very popular. He got Sebastian Gorka looking like a total fool with a simple question. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I part of me wants to offer Sebastian Gorka an olive branch, and then another part of him wants me to tell him to just kiss my American ass.
Well, that street protester that called you the colonizer sort of looks like his cousin at times. They have sort of the same volume at times as well.
Well, when it comes to, I guess they're both actors at the end of the day, so yeah.
They seem to be thespians. Yep. Alex keeps talking about bugging out and that he needs some place in isolation where he can get away from the world if he has to feel like he's being threatened. But I think that's the most dangerous thing he can do. If he goes to some place where there are no witnesses other than his immediate family, he's making it dangerous for not just himself, but for them.
I understand what you're saying. I think what it is, though, more than anything, is A, Austin is becoming California's crap hole. And B, it's just becoming so bad. It's becoming like L.A. The big city life just gets worse and worse every day. The infrastructure falls apart. It just, you see where it's going, and it's sad to watch. It's painful to be a part of, and you just want to get away from it, you know?
Yeah, he's the only American that just can't do that. He'll be like William Cooper,
true,
or Randy Weaver, or Michael Hastings. He's got to stay where the other people are so there's witnesses to whatever's going on around him.
Let's just clone Alex Jones. Let's make like 100 clones, just spread them out throughout the country. They'll never know the real one.
It's just less safe for him to go off in the bushes somewhere. It's not going to work out. They know where he is at all times.
Well, I don't think wild horses could drag him away anyway. So I don't know if it'll be an issue. But, man, it's just sad to see what's happening to Austin. I think that's really kind of what it is more than anything. It's just, man, this city is just going to hell, and we're just watching it fall right apart, and the leadership isn't doing anything. Jefferson, thanks for the call. Let's go to Nick in Ohio. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Owen. I'm sorry you keep getting like arrested and stuff. I mean, it's kind of messed up.
Well, I'm a leading thought criminal, so you know, it's just how it goes. Do we lose Nick? All right, I think we've lost Nick. Let's go to Chuck in Nevada. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hi, Owen. How are you? You know, I feel for you with Austin because I'm in Las Vegas, and this is the L.A. crap hole as well, unfortunately, with the influx of people we have coming in here. But I wanted to speak to you in regard to, and I know you're sick of it, I am as well, but the coronavirus. My take on it is kind of opposite of what's going on in regard to, you know, we automatically point a globalist finger at anything that's on a magnitude like this that is wreaking this much havoc. But I don't see how this works for the globalists at all. So, I mean, when you break it apart, you have the exposure of the central banks are going to take a hit because of what's happening to the economy. You have the Americans waking up rapidly like a club in the head to the chain, our dependence on China, and then asking the questions, well, why weren't we making those medications here? Why are we, you know, people are like awake to this now. It's no longer no longer hidden. I think everything is just out in the open now.
You know, I think here's let me just kind of respond to that. I think, like I said, I'm not afraid of the virus. I'm really not. I'm more of afraid of this being used to really change the way we operate on planet Earth. And I've talked about this with checkpoints at all kinds of borders, new ways to check you before you travel, sick checkpoints, all this weird stuff, and then try to globalize all of it using that backdrop as the reason, or the fear based off that backdrop as the reason. But we know that the deep state and the media, everybody also wants to see an economic collapse in America. So they'll try to use it for that. So that's a threat. So, you know, it's really complex. I'm not afraid of the virus. I'm more afraid of the globalists and the deep state using this, whether they intended to or not, to bring in more control, facilitate globalism, facilitate a one world government. But They're in such desperation mode right now, I don't even think they can really properly call a play. And so I think that's why it's kind of falling apart, not going as well for them as they may have thought.
Yeah, no, I agree. And regardless of the dangers of the actual virus, I think its impact has already been put in motion, right? So the virus almost becomes a, I wouldn't say a non-issue, because we don't know the impact or the dangers of the actual virus, but the economic the economic repercussions from it,
which we've seen can be driven by the media. Chuck, thank you so much for the call. So we know that they're trying to do anything to destroy Trump. We know they will sacrifice and stop at nothing to in their pursuit of destroying Trump. So they'll crash the economy. Literally, they'll do anything to stop Trump. Dead people in the streets, they don't care. Their hatred for Trump is that extreme.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
See, here's the thing. When you're dialed in to the frequency, it drains energy, but it also energizes at the same time. And there's different wavelengths. So you're also kind of riding it, getting nauseous. Like, it happens every day where I'll go on air and I'll talk about something and I'll have friends and family say, that's exactly what I was thinking. Or, hey, how'd you read my mind? Or, yeah, that's the issue everyone's missing. See, you're just dialed into that same frequency. It's a spiritual energy. It's the force that binds all consciousness from now until forever, and from now since the beginning, which is actually all one loop, one frequency. Now, we can take calls all day, and we will, but I do want to get to some of these video clips and some of this news. So I'll just say this. I'm going to take calls this segment, but in the next hour, in the first segment or two, I'm going to have to get some of this news and some of these video clips. So we'll try to get through as many callers now before then. And John in Texas has been holding the longest. Go ahead, John.
What's going on, Owen?
Hey, John.
How's it going?
Just hosting the InfoWars war room, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm calling here to say Pepe and Chatelet like the good old days. Just to remind everybody about the Pepe there. And remember, you know, Epstein didn't kill self-aware of the things that are around us. Because I'll tell you right now, man, here in Fort Worth, you got the Ridgemar Mall, you got the Best Buy down the road closing, you got the Hewlett Mall, you got these Quality Inns and whatnot. And guess what they're all getting busted for? Child sex trafficking. That's right, sex trafficking. It's going on right underneath your noses. Nobody's reporting it. Nothing's going out on it. I just wanted to make the airs and make that clear out there because it's happening, and it's pretty disgusting that nobody's reporting on it.
Yep. Well, and then you've got this whole phenomenon with all these CEOs. There were like eight in the span of 48 hours that all quit from major companies, Fortune 500 companies and so on. People are asking about that. We've seen major sex rings get exposed and shut down from Nixavum to Epstein Island to just local things in Florida and California and New York. Anthony Weiner, Laura Silsby. So there's been a lot of stuff. And, you know, I really don't want to go down this rabbit hole right now. Because I think everything's kind of out there, and it's just, well, I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, there it is right there. Boeing CEO is out. Here's 37 most dramatic exit in a record-breaking year for CEO departures. Is there a connection there? Don't forget about the WikiLeaks emails. So it is wild to just watch all this go down. John, thank you so much for the call. Now, John called in from Texas. We've got a story we're working on right now. That we're just getting intel on, but basically one of the major hospitals here in Austin, Texas, it appears they are clearing an entire floor of the hospital for coronavirus carriers, and they're now sending elderly people away to either different hospitals or their own homes to avoid the spread of this. So this is actually breaking right now. I don't even think it's in the news. We're working on getting this at InfoWars.com right now, but you've already had, I think, six other cases of coronavirus in Texas. So it's continuing to spread. And it does make me wonder, because folks, I have this dastardly thing called a memory. It's the greatest blessing and the greatest curse at times. When I see stories coming out of Seattle saying that they don't have test kits for coronavirus, they don't have the test kits, they claim. But yet somehow we're able to test all these people in Texas and California and all these places. So there's test kits out there. So that we can immediately know when the coronavirus is in a hospital or here or there. And so we have the test kits. But somehow in Seattle, they don't have the test kits. Well, you see, this is where my memory comes in. Remember in Puerto Rico when they were hiding disaster relief aid? Do you remember that? When they were storing water in facilities and food in facilities? People could have died from that. They don't care. Why did they do that? To hurt Trump. To get Trump, do you understand what we're dealing with? Do you see where I'm going here? They'll let people die during a disaster if they can twist headlines and point the finger at Trump. You don't think they're doing that same thing with this coronavirus? You don't think they're doing that same thing in Seattle? You don't think they're doing that same thing everywhere they possibly can? You don't think the deep state with their leftist zombie hordes in the streets will stop at anything? To destroy Trump and destroy America, they will stop at nothing. They brag about how they would go to a Trump rally and spread the coronavirus. They celebrate how they kill their kids. They keep disaster relief aid in a warehouse in Puerto Rico so that people can't get water and food so they can write negative headlines about Trump. They stage hate crimes in Chicago and make a whole scene to make Trump look bad. They send out political operatives to demonize high school kids in D.C. so they can write bad headlines and blame Trump. I mean, these people have gone psychotic, murderer level in their insanity, in their political agenda. And that's why the Democrats and the globalists are a bigger threat than the coronavirus will ever be. All day long, twice on Sunday. Now, let me take another call here and calm down before we get to some of these other video clips and news. I'm throwing pens now. Let's go to Rog. I think I'm saying it right. Rog in New York calling in about Trump signs $8.3 billion to combat coronavirus in the U.S. How about a wall? How about stopping immigration? How about stopping international flights? Which I don't even know if I'm a fan of that. But no, it's just, you know, let's throw money at the problem. Who knows where that money will go? Go ahead, Rog.
It's Raj, man, but that's cool.
Raj. Okay, call. Raj.
Yeah, sorry about that. Thanks for taking the call. Just real quick, been a long time listener of Alex since Terrestrial Radio back in the Poconos there. And definitely you from the start of the InfoWars, you know, .com website. I don't want to waste too much of your time, but I'm a little confused on something because I thought back in 1997 with the influenza A, I believe. I haven't done the research. Thought maybe you guys might have something. I thought we already had a kitty that we were paying taxes just in case of a pandemic. I'm a little confused on that. I didn't know if you had any information to clarify.
So let me get this straight. You're talking about this was in the 90s. They signed legislation basically building it into the federal tax program that we have a purse to combat yes. pandemics?
A kitty, absolutely. And if, I mean, I was, you know, God, that was years ago. You're talking over $10 million or $10 billion that's already sitting there that isn't being used. And I think it ends in the summer and then restarts for the next year. So we should already have last year's kitty. I'm confused on this. It's something I remember from years ago. Sorry.
Well, see, now you're just getting into an entirely different issue, which is just the egregious government spending. I mean, it's just out of control. It's like you can't even keep track of it. You're like, oh, wow, $10 billion for a purse to fight a pandemic? You're like, you can't even find it in the budget. You're like, wait, $10 billion? You can't find that? Well, no, it's just like a drop in the bucket now.
Yeah, it's. I got a little confused. I was like, why is he signing a bill? Sorry to waste your time, man, but I just thought maybe if you guys could look into that because.
Well, you called the right show. The crew will be all over that. And if they can find anything on that, I guess you're saying it was probably from the 90s when an influenza A was breaking out. Media probably blowing that out of proportion.
Yep. All right, Owen. Sorry for wasting your time, but you stay classy, sir.
All right, Raj, you stay classy as well. All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. When we come back from this break, I'm going to play a couple video clips. Try to get through these headlines. Try to bring my blood pressure down. And we'll continue to take your calls on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, live at band.video. We'll be right back.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
You feel those cold winds, the cold political winds, like the winds of death blowing through the Democrat Party? That's Hillary Clinton. the Wicked Witch of the West trying to drum up another campaign for president. She was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, so she continues to make the media rounds. But more importantly, check out this piece that she did. I believe it was for USA Today, where Hillary Clinton is now doing national appearances on international media, blaming the coronavirus on President Trump. Here it is.
Well, I think the coronavirus threat illustrates what many of us have feared for a long time. When you do, as Trump does, call anything that is possibly inconvenient for him a hoax, when
like you did with Benghazi,
science, evidence, facts, truth, when you rid the government of all but those who are intensely loyal to you and your particular future, and therefore you lose experts who are prepared to deal with everything from natural disasters to disease, you're going to have some problems. And I think that's what we've been seeing. And I think with the coronavirus, thankfully, there are still people in our government who have a lot of expertise who have not been driven out. But he cut the budgets of important organizations like the Centers for Disease Control that used to keep a vigilant watch on what was happening in other countries so that we would be prepared. And right now, we're playing catch-up. We're playing catch-up on testing kits. We're playing catch-up on the...
Oh, there it is. There's your propaganda insert. Hospital, so you know it was rigged now.
Treatment for people who do get very sick. So I can only hope that at the state and local level, working with the experts who are still in our government, that we can deal with this disease threat in a sensible, smart way and try to limit what it causes in our nation.
Wow. Can you, I mean, you know what I realized, though, listening to that? Because we don't hear much from Hillary anymore. Thank God. You know what I realized? The reason why the Democrats need Hillary Clinton so badly is because she's literally the greatest liar in history. I mean, that is the greatest liar in the history of American politics is Hillary Clinton. And I just realized it because the Democrats have been based off of lies for so long. And that's pretty much all they can really do during a debate now is just lie through their teeth about every issue. And it's not an easy thing to do. It really is not to go up there and just be a bold-faced liar with that much confidence and that much deception behind you. Hillary Clinton has mastered it. She is the master of a lie. So you can't, Biden can't pull off those type lies. He's going to be fumbling and mumbling and bumbling and stumbling. Bernie is just a socialist. They don't want him. They have to have Hillary Clinton. Nobody else can lie about the Democrats. Nobody else can lie about Trump. Nobody else can just lie through their teeth with reckless abandon like Hillary Clinton. I mean, she is the master bitch of lying. Liar numero uno is Hillary Clinton. And she knows it. And she's just sitting, waiting in the wings, just watching this dumpster fire of the Democrat nomination process, just waiting, begging to have her number called, saying, you can't do it. None of you can lie like me. None of you have a slush fund like I have. Cold political winds of Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen. Like death through a graveyard. Like fog over a tombstone. Hillary Clinton looms like a ghoul, like a demon. And as those political winds blow through the Democrat Party, a chill runs down your spine as you feel the presence of a demon.
...40, and the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over.
This is kind of sick what I'm about to do here. No pun intended. Hillary! This is kind of sick, no pun intended, what I'm about to do here, but I just can't help myself. I really can't help myself. Keep the music. Come on. What are we doing here, guys? Come on. Celebration. Celebration. All right, this is really sick. I really am sorry for this. I'm actually sorry for this. It's really sick that I'm doing this, but I can't help myself. The crew can't help ourselves. Next week, I was planning on petitioning city council to shut down South by Southwest because of the coronavirus outbreak. And really, more than anything, it's just because this city has gotten so out of control. And it really is in large part due to this mayor and this city council that I'm going to address next Thursday. But it now turns out, again, we just broke the story two segments ago. It now turns out, with the coronavirus now confirmed in Austin, Texas, the worst thing, the best thing, but also the worst thing to ever happen to Austin, Texas, South by Southwest has been canceled. South by Southwest canceled due to coronavirus after Austin confirms coronavirus case and declares local disaster. Again, I'm sick for celebrating this because it's bad. This is a disease. This is not good. They're trying to collapse the economy. They're trying to cause a hysteria. So, like, it is sick for me to celebrate this. But let me just tell you, folks, the invasion that we have to endure here in Austin, Texas for 2 weeks a year is potentially even more sick. The crap that we have to endure in this city for 2 weeks because of South by Southwest, which is just this invasion of the tech left, this invasion of the corrupt Democrats, where they hold panels dissing Alex Jones, attacking Alex Jones and InfoWars. They got more panels on that. Oh, you won't believe some of the people they had coming into Austin, Texas. I don't even want to talk about it, folks, okay? But you can find out for yourself. So good riddance, South by Southwest. Good riddance. Not going to miss you one bit. Now, the local economy might suffer, but the local economy is already suffering. People don't even go downtown anymore because of the rampant, violent drug abuse and homelessness that's happening on the streets. And now the feces and the urination and everything. It's all here in Austin now, thanks to our Democrat-run city council, our liberal progressive city council, who, by the way, they're now grooming Greg Cesar to, like, be a senator or something. This coward. How many times do I have to face this coward? Mayor Adler won't even face me anymore. He goes and hides in his chambers. But this isn't it. You've also had Ultra Miami get canceled. Miami's now also canceling Cali Ocho, which is a music festival. But man. Look, folks. Here's what's going on. Coronavirus is obviously real. Made in a lab. How it got out, intentional, unintentional, I can't tell you. How deadly is it really? Well, you've seen what the experts have said. You've seen the computer model outbreaks. You do what you want with that information. I'm not afraid of the virus. I have a strong immune system. And more and more time goes by, the more and more I'm thinking I may have even had it. With how sick I was a few weeks ago. Here's the fear. This is clearly an attempt, again, outside of the actual virus. This is clearly an attempt to crash economies, to cause a fear, to bring in more governmental control, inflate the value of the UN and the World Health Organization as it moves towards globalism. And ultimately, the same thing with every other backdrop, make Trump look bad, blame Trump. That's what this is. Now, I think they've bitten off more than they can chew with this deal. And I think they've pulled the trigger on it too soon. But who knows where it goes from here? So as we reported about half hour ago, confirmed coronavirus in Austin. They're rearranging one of the main hospitals here, sending people home so they don't catch it, closing down floors. They've now decided to cancel South by Southwest. So this is the new trend in the coronavirus, is cancel all these events, cancel all these global events, hurt local economies so that they can use that to blame Trump, and then they hope voters will see, oh yeah, this is Trump's fault, and they won't vote Trump. That's what they're doing. 110% guaranteed. Again, this is outside of whatever's happening with the virus, however deadly, whatever man-made, how it broke out, all that stuff. Forget about that. They're using this to collapse economies and blame Trump in their big move, which they've been doing for 5 years, which is to get Trump, first get Trump from, stop Trump from winning. Now it's get Trump out of office, or keep Trump out of office, keep Trump from getting reelected. And how much more do you have to see from these people to have that totally confirmed? I mean, do I have to go through it again? Faking hate crimes, hiding emergency relief aid, making up whole cloth Russian collusion and other such things. It's all these people do. All they know is deception. All they know is fear. All they know is their, it's like a kamikaze political mission with these people are on. They don't care if they die. They don't care if everyone dies. They're on a full-blown kamikaze political mission to destroy America, destroy Donald Trump, and they'll use any and every type of ammo they can. Fake news, virus outbreaks, economic collapse, all of it. But is this Trump's final test before the 2020 election? Can they really get some massive viral outbreak to kill a million people? Or can they really use that as a backdrop to crash economies, which, of course, they'll ultimately blame on Trump, use that politically as fodder and ammunition to beat him in 2020? Or does it phase out? They don't get the economic collapse they pray for. They don't get the viral outbreak they pray for. And then they have to come up with something new ahead of the 2020 election. You know, it's funny. I'm trying to plan a vacation right now. I need some time away. And I've noticed it's the same thing with, it's almost reaching a point where if you bet against the establishment long term, it's going to pay off. I'm generalizing, but like, I'm trying to plan this vacation. Everything is like half price right now. You want to get a hotel, you want to get an Airbnb, you want to get a flight. It's like dirt cheap, man. And I travel a lot. I plan flights a lot. I get hotels and stuff. It's part of what I do here professionally at InfoWars. I'm telling you, man, prices are so low, you can't even believe it. Interest rates are hitting zero. It's like the economy is already booming, and they're trying with this staged, hyped up collapse that they're trying to facilitate. And really all it's doing is giving people an opportunity at a low level to get back into the economy before it booms again. But I guess we'll see. Because if this coronavirus does not outbreak and there's not a bunch of people dead, like the deep state, the globalists, and the Democrats want, it's all going to blow right back up in their face, and the economy is going to go back gangbusters again. And so part of me is like, oh, you don't want to travel during this. You don't know what's going to happen. And then another part of me is like, bet against the establishment. Prices are low on literally everything. I can plan a vacation for half the price right now because of this fear. Bet against the establishment? What do you do?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got some of the breaking news covered. with coronavirus, South by Southwest canceled in Austin. The story of a confirmed case in Austin we broke here on the air about an hour ago. We're reporting it at Infowars.com. What I haven't mentioned, Apple is rejecting coronavirus apps that aren't from health organization. So they're now censoring coronavirus news like we reported again. We told you this was coming. Darren McBreen put the report together. That was like a month ago. So, yeah, they're still doing it. But, you know, sometimes we get some of the best insights in the break just talking amongst one another here. Kyle on the crew said the real virus, the real deadly virus is fear. And that's what the deep state and the globalists, this corrupt entity that's been hovering over humanity, they know that. That's what Satan knows. Satan knows fear is the most powerful weapon. And so whether the coronavirus outbreak ends up being so deadly or not, they're trying to use that fear to collapse economies, cause panic, and then ultimately blame Trump. Do you realize how sick these people are? These people are a political cancer. They are civilization cancer. They are culture cancer. That's what the left is. That's why they all look like demons. That's why you look at the average conservative girl versus the average leftist progressive girl. One looks dead and soul-sucked. The other one looks vibrant and healthy. Every time, every case study, you send a conservative female reporter out to one of these abortion marches or whatever, she's just glowing with life and health and feminine energy. And then you look at these women that are pro-abortion. They just look like death. They look like they've had their souls sucked from them. And then they claim to be feminists while they're trying to look like men. It's the weirdest thing, man, because it's cancer. It is cancer, psychological cancer, cultural cancer. I mean, my goodness. Modern day feminism is anti-feminism. It's the strangest thing. And then they merge with the transgender agenda. Well, if a man can be a woman, what good is feminism? A man will just enter the boxing ring and crush your skull. Literally, that's what happens now. A man enters the female rugby league and crushes skulls. Men breaking all the heavyweight lifting records set by women. That's women's empowerment. I should do it. I'm just going to declare myself a woman, enter the LPGA. I'll tee off from the red tees. I'll be driving the green. Like, where did this woman come from? Well, it's actually a man. How dare you? It's like, you know, the nice ladies step up, drive the ball 220, you know, a big drive, maybe 230, 240. Oh, and now Olivia Schroyer to the tee box. Oh, my gosh. Schroyer drives the green, 310, first woman on the LPGA to do so. How does she do it? Well, it's actually a man. Don't say that. That's anti-woman. What? Huh? It's madness. It's a total madness that we're dealing with. All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls. Look, folks, I'm not telling you to get prepared because I think the coronavirus is going to infect you and kill you. I'm telling you to get prepared because we know how desperate the corrupt global establishment is to get rid of Trump. They will stop at nothing. They will stop at literally nothing for that agenda. And so that's why we're promoting storable food sales. That's why storable food sales are through the roof nationwide. I didn't get storable food. I didn't double down on my storable food and double down on organizing my bug out bag and my emergency cabinet that I have at home. I didn't do that because I was afraid of the coronavirus. I did that because I was afraid of globalists, the corrupt deep state. I was afraid of them using this to cause panic, collapse economies, and ultimately do the worst, cause the breakdown of civilization. And so while everyone else is increasing their prices and lying to you about delivery time, at InfoWarsStore.com, we're actually being honest about what's going on here. And we have not raised our prices. We're keeping prices the same. And we're not going to promise you that we can deliver it in a week. It's probably about 4 weeks minimum right now with the demand we have. Still plenty of supply. Just processing all the orders and going through the shipping process takes time. So we have the supply. Other food, emergency food companies don't have the supply. And they're saying they can get it to you in weeks. And they're trying to buy up other food or put other food supplies together and send it to you. We're not doing that. So it's still your best bet to get your emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com, even if you're trying to weigh it out. Oh, this company says a week. This company says 2 weeks. Probably not true, and definitely not the quality of the storable food that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can go read the reviews. You can go look at all the images. And if you're like me, just, you know, double down. I had some emergency food. I doubled down, not at fear of viral outbreak. Maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't, but fear of this corrupt establishment, this corrupt global establishment that will stop at nothing in their agenda to destroy America, stop at nothing to destroy Donald Trump at all costs. So if they collapse economies, cause civil unrest, whatever it is, you can be ready with storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's squeeze in one caller here before we go to this break. Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Owen, I heard you talking about vacation, and before I go after Uber and Lyft, I just want to say I think you should go to Pattaya, Thailand. I spent a month there, and I got contacts on the ground still. There's no really coronavirus going on, and you could kind of get into workation, and most important thing.
Yeah, you know, just real quick, I was listening to a YouTube channel I pop in on every once in a while. I think it's, forget the name of it. It's just kind of on my outer ring when I have extra time, but they were talking to a source inside China who's a traveler, a teacher there from Europe, who is saying how in most cities in China, like, it's day-to-day operations, like nothing's even changed.
Absolutely. Anyway, do you want me to go after Uber and Lyft or CNN? It's up to you since it's Open Line Friday.
Well, you got 60 seconds. I think CNN's a better choice today.
Okay, I got my mouth stickers in the mail from Operation 2020. And if I could get just 1,000 people to show up with stickers, we could shut down their operation so Don Lemon couldn't even go to work that night and cost him a whole bunch of money. Let's take him down. Get on offense. It's no fun playing defense.
Where is somewhere? Do you have like a hub or like a Facebook page or something where people can search that out and like get organized to do this?
Yeah, I'm Earl Pitts on Facebook, and it's got General Shepard's face with the InfoWars background. I've got about 5,000 so-called friends on there, but you find me there, BitChute. Just go on to YouTube and put in channel Bart Fine, and you'll find me, even though they keep taking me down. I'm always there.
We are calling for peaceful, legal activism to fight the censorship. That's all this is. We appreciate General Shepard, Bart Fine, leading that fight in Atlanta. All right, folks, we'll be right back. More of your calls. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
Hillary Clinton, folks. She's doing shots on national television, playing games with Jimmy Fallon, hanging out with Andy Cohen, talking about how Trump's responsible for coronavirus. That witch, that's the witch that won't die politically. Like, the House landed on Hillary, and she has so much evil power, she lifted the House off of her body and crawled out and is trying to steal the glass slipper back. She can't go away, man. She is so driven by lust for power. She is such an entitled bitch. Ugh. Will not go away. All right, let me... I got to get to some of these video clips before I go back to your phone calls, and I will hear shortly. Thank you. Yeah, that's just Hillary Clinton. I can't do the Hillary Clinton thing. I've already done the bit, guys. I just can't even look at her anymore. Let's go. It's almost as bad. Let's go to Nancy Pelosi now. Again, the two leaders of the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, needs help to wipe his own butt, and Nancy Pelosi, who needs help to put her dentures in. She doesn't even know who's even running for Democrat presidency right now. Here's the demon Pelosi.
And I think that Kamala, I mean, all of them. How many do we have? We had Kamala and Kelsey. I mean, Tulsi.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey's my scheduler.
Mm-hmm.
Are you running, Kelsey?
Mm-hmm.
Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris.
She doesn't even know anything. She doesn't know who's running. She's just, list all the women running. And she goes with the one woman who's not in it. She can't even pronounce Tulsi Gabbard. She forgets about Elizabeth Warren. But the Democrats are the strong party of women that keep the only woman left in the debate off the debate stage. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Now watch this, because if you want, if you want to see the absolute state of the Democrat Party, I'm going to show it to you. But shield your ears and eyes, because this is horrid what you're about to witness. But in one short video, this is the absolute state currently of the Democrat Party. Now, let me really explain here. You've got a girl who's dealing with gender confusion trying to be a boy. Okay? Again, this is the state of the Democrat Party. She's wearing a tie-dye t-shirt like a true hippie stuck in the past. She's shaking a noisemaker as if that somehow adds value to what she's saying. But the real political issue that she's actually right about, nobody wants Joe Biden. Nobody wants Joe Biden. Except the Democrat establishment. And while that is innocent enough, imagine what they're going to do in Milwaukee, ladies and gentlemen, all the Bernie bros, if Bernie lets the Democrats steal this from him again. Nobody wants Biden, folks. He can't even fill a high school gymnasium. Like, you want access to Joe Biden? You can get it. Go to one of his campaign events. You can sit front row. Get there 5 minutes late, you'll get in the second row. Bernie actually has big events. He's still got the grassroots. Although Bernie actually, if you look and compare from 2016, is less popular in 2020, because half the Bernie bros that voted for him in 2016 saw he was a total fraud, a sham, and a sellout, and so they didn't vote for him again. It's part of his problem politically. So he'll do the same thing. Bernie bros won't get it. He won't admit it. And then they'll riot in Milwaukee. You watch. They rioted in Philly in 2016. Don't forget about that. Going to be worse, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be worse. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and go to Dennis in California. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Owen. How's it going, man?
Hey, Dennis. Good to hear from you.
Hey, so I was going to talk about the COVID-19 virus, or whatever they're calling it today. Yesterday, in the skies over LA, there's a lot of trails, you know, like hundreds and hundreds of trails.
Hmm.
I'm just wondering, if you wanted to do a coordinated thing, say, spray out aluminum, and then you got your 5G going on, and then you have a virus that may not be as deadly as they say, but with all these weakening conditions, it could be, you know, to start out a global event. And, of course, a lot of these things, like you pointed out, have started in Democratic strongholds where they're not testing, they're doing their best to probably propagate this virus to make it as bad as possible.
And see, people will hear that and they'll think, wow, you're that cynical? You think people would cheer or promote or try to facilitate a viral outbreak for their own political ends? And I say, yeah, they would. They admit it. Councilwoman in Denver, other people, they admit it.
So, yeah, going on from that, I would want to talk about the Democratic competition and who you think Biden or Bernie's running mate would be. I think that Warren is kind of hanging out, you know, see who she can, like, coerce into getting her as, like, the VP or something like that.
Talking about Hillary?
No, I'm talking about Warren.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, she's like a zombie sitting around in this thing. There's no way she can possibly win anything.
Well, she dropped out. Warren dropped out. My guess is she'll endorse Biden.
Well, that was it, that she hadn't endorsed anybody yet. And I'm wondering if she was trying to get some kind of leverage, you know, using her endorsement to
could be
the running
mate. Thanks for the call, Dennis. I don't even know. I still think it's too soon to go with a VP because Warren is still throwing arrows at Sanders, so I don't think that works. I don't think there's a Democrat that wants to be on board with Sanders. And Hillary would love to sneak in on a Biden ticket, but she's too prideful and arrogant to be a VP. And so you just kind of wonder if there's not another hat that might get thrown into the ring last minute to just shake things up. Let's squeeze in a quick call from Johnny in Denmark. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hi again, Owner Destroyer, the Destroyer. Thanks for having me on. Just real quick before I get to the coronavirus thing. X22 has been saying and making a very good case for months now that what's happening with a Democratic primary is they're just setting up Biden as a placeholder. And he's in poor health, and he's obviously, you know, has several mental disorders. And Hillary will come in as the running mate. And you're right, she's too prideful to accept being vice president. But the idea is he steps aside. She.
We just lost Johnny. I can answer his question, though, in 30 seconds. You know, they could be planning something like that, or they could be at least Hillary dreaming of something like that. But there's just no scenario that they can pull off like that that doesn't result in total, quite frankly, rioting from the Democrat voter base, from the Bernie supporters. I just don't see. People don't want, they don't want Hillary either. But I mean, the Democrats, they'll go headlong into it, man. It's going to be wild.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
South by Southwest has been canceled. Add it to the list of events that are being canceled right now. Is this more examples of what the left is doing to get Trump? We did report first right here, as far as I can tell, first major news organization to break the coronavirus confirmation in Austin and then to report on South by Southwest being canceled. So what does this mean? Does this trend continue of canceling events? Do we see sporting events with no fans? There is a UT basketball game here in town tomorrow. Are they going to cancel that? Are they going to say no fans allowed? Or, see, but here's what's odd about this to me. This is why I don't trust it. If we were going with logic and common sense to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus, we would have been promoting stronger borders, shutting down international flights, shutting down crossing over the borders. We're not seeing that, at least to the extent of how they're canceling events. So it's like cancel events whole cloth, but still allow the international travel and still have the open borders. Because at the root of this, folks, is get Trump. At the root of this is make Trump look bad. Hell, almost the 90% of vendors and everybody at Southwest is anti-Trump. I mean, it's a big leftist, big tech event now. What started as like free market, like music and stuff, it was just kind of like anti-establishment down here, has now been totally engulfed by the establishment and just turns Austin, Texas into a hellhole for 2 weeks. But you're saying music festivals be canceled in Florida, multiples. Now you're seeing a huge event, South by Southwest, that had, I believe, 400,000 attendees from all over the world last year. Good riddance. But at the root of it all is get Trump. And the hysteria or the panic that the deep state, the globalists, and the Democrats cause because of their get Trump agenda will be worse than whatever this viral outbreak ends up being. That's my prediction. Cruz joking around. Was I patient zero in the coronavirus outbreak in Austin, Texas? Was it me? And if so, should they be thanking me for getting South by Southwest canceled, which I was going to lobby to do next Thursday in my speech at City Council, ironically enough. So there you go, though, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Open line Friday. Gerald in Arkansas. Go ahead, Gerald.
Just right on target here. Everything you've been talking about is one of your earlier callers said the bottom line is quit defending yourself and get on the attack. Ask yourself why Barr hasn't done anything. All these people are deep staters. The facts are overwhelming. You still go to the airport if you want to fly a plane and they molest you, right? But the borders are wide open.
Yeah, in fact, it's funny you brought that up. We got a story. It'll be on my desk in a second. Democrats just voted. You can't believe this. Democrats just voted to allow sexual predators to work at TSA. Literally, that's a real story today. Democrats just voted to let sexual predators work as TSA agents. I mean, what's next? Let the convicted molester host drag queen story time. Oh, wait, that already happens.
Well, here's what I don't understand. As far as Trump goes, you can go back. You may not agree with this, but just look at the original. When he appointed Jeff Sessions, I thought that guy was a true conservative. Well, he turned out to be a deep stater, too.
Well, who knows? I mean, look, who knows how much is going on behind the scenes as well with blackmail and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's so rotten in that swamp.
Winning the battle because they can. The Republicans are phony. They're cyano rhino. In fact, you saying Rush Limbaugh's high praises, and he's a phony. I'm sorry. Just tell it like it is. He didn't even know who Mike Adams was. He didn't know who Mike Adams was. Because he's not a true conservative. Yeah, that's the problem. Call it what the hell it is. Quit sugarcoating stuff. You, me, whoever. Just the truth is the truth.
Well, the only thing I would disagree with Rush Limbaugh, I think Rush Limbaugh's blind spot is that he's an elitist. So he kind of stays in those elite circles and those establishment rings. But I don't think he's not a conservative or I don't think he's a phony.
Point about all that. The bankers run it all. He made, what did he make? $50 million a year?
Are you talking about Limbaugh?
Yeah, he made over $50 million a year for the last several years.
Well,
Trump said that when he interviewed him one time. But
well, I mean, he's the number one media phenomenon in America. I mean, he has, so I don't understand what, I don't understand your connection. I understand what you're saying about the deep state, the Republicans, and Conservative Inc., which you haven't said in words. I just, You're talking about sugarcoating things. I mean, look, we expose the left and the right here. So there's no sugarcoating here. I just choose not to infight because I don't want to be somebody that's clipping the threads of the seams that hold together this American Revolution. Thanks for the call, Gerald. Let's go to Kurt in Minnesota. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, Owen. It's a pleasure. I want to thank you and your whole crew there for your service to this country. I find it interesting that you had that flu already, and I would tell you quite a few people I work with have had a real strong flu with respiratory. It sounds just like what they say this thing is. But anyways, I didn't call about that. I what they'll do is they'll flood the market with testing kits, and then they'll test it, and it'll be everywhere, and everybody will be in a panic. But they're letting it take hold before they send out the testing kits. That's my theory on that. But I called because I wanted to put forward the notion that Trump should call for an audit of all the ammunition that the Obama administration bought.
Yeah, it was like 2 billion bullets or something.
Yeah, and I'd like to know where that is. I think it's interesting. I mean, we might have...
I think it was the Department of Homeland Security bought almost 2 billion bullets. I want to say it was like 2014.
Okay, I thought it was all kinds of different departments buying it. So
it could be. That's just what was coming to the top of my head.
Yeah, I think there was all kinds of... Everybody was buying it from...
Yeah, there it is right there. 2013, 1.6 billion rounds of ammo for Homeland Security.
Yeah. So, just curious where that's at, and that it's not lying in wait for a bunch of pop-up clowns from across the border or something. Mm. That's why I was calling, and I really appreciate what you guys do. And I'll put in a plug for Silver Bullet. That's for sure one of the best things in your arsenal of fighting off this virus, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt because I believe it's still sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
That's
colloidal silver. Yeah. And let me tell you, anytime I feel anything coming on, whether it's just any semblance of anything, I immediately go to colloidal silver. Knocks it out like that.
Yeah, and that builds huge credibility to me with what you guys are doing. You know, that you're offering that up because most people don't know about that stuff.
We showed the clips. People driving up the price of colloidal silver to $300 for a tube of it. We sell it for like $30 retail. Usually we sell it on sale for like $10. We sell the immune gargle that has the super silver in it, which is still available at InfoWarsStore.com. We put the silver in our toothpaste, two forms of it. I mean, that's another way to fight this. I mean, we get it. Like, we know the power of colloidal silver. So we're like, put it in everything. We put it in our toothpaste, super silver toothpaste. We put it in our hand cream, super silver skin cream. I mean, so like, we get the power of colloidal silver. We're like, hey, let's put it in everything. We can put it in a hand cream. Do it. We can put it in a toothpaste. Do it. Hey, we can sell it in an immune gargle. Do it. Hey, we can sell it as ingestible. Do it. So we know the power of colloidal silver. We know the power of having a strong immune system. That's why we sell these products at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's why a lot of them are sold out. Toothpaste, obviously available. Skin cream, still available. But I do believe Silver Bullet colloidal silver is sold out. The immune gargle, though, still available. So hop over to InfoWarsStore.com. Try the toothpaste if you haven't yet. It's a no-brainer. It'll be your favorite toothpaste. Guaranteed. The whole crew was just talking about how they just did a Turbo Force during the last break. 40% off Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right. ladies and gentlemen. Again, the breaking news, South by Southwest canceled here in Austin, the home, the InfoWars world headquarters. They're having hospitals rearrange floors and rearrange people that are in them, telling some to go home because of a coronavirus confirmation here in South by Southwest. But folks, the New Yorker has figured it out. It's over. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. New Yorker headline: can RuPaul's Drag Race save us from Donald Trump? Well, that's it, folks. Men dressing as women and sashaying across the floor is going to be the end of Trump. That's it. That's the cultural revolution that will stop Trump. You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? You didn't suspect that men weren't going to start pretending to be women and go around to get Trump out of office? In fact, there actually might be more truth to this than you realize, okay? And I'm just going to leave it at that, folks, all right? But let's just say men dressing as women as the last-ditch effort for them to get rid of Trump might be more real than you think, okay? I'm gonna stop right there. But, yeah. All right, let's go to, we've got Gorka. Is this Gorka calling in from Boston? Okay, go ahead, Gorka.
Gorka!
Sounds like an evil villain.
I cannot understand why you do not understand why you must be erased from social media.
This guy, you know, you need to commit more to the fake accent. It's tough. Like, you can do a good accent, like a real accent. Gorka does a fake accent. So you have to somehow mimic a fake accent.
I have meatball pieces in my goatee.
Wow. Sebastian Gorka calls into the war room. I can't say I'm surprised.
I drive a V6 automatic EcoBoost Mustang. Does that not get me anywhere?
I believe it. I believe it's Seb.
Seb.
Well, Seb, how does it feel to, attack InfoWars and then have your audience totally rebuke you for it?
I detest free speech, son. Detest it.
Seb, I'm hearing rumors.
Again, I'm not an American, so, you know.
I'm hearing rumors from Seb about Seb Gorka that I'd rather not repeat on air, but they're alleging that Seb Gorka is actually a Nazi.
Oh,
this is now charred bratwurst. You couldn't even do a whole segment and as Seb Gorka, you couldn't finish?
No, I don't think I could finish it.
Wow, look, now, man, we know what your wife feels like.
That's effed up, kid. That's messed up. I'm just gonna ignore that. But I have to say that I think it's outrageously stupid the way that you guys were treated at CPAC, and you shouldn't have to tolerate that.
Here's what I think I'll do. What if I go to CPAC dressed as a woman, and will call me Lady InfoWars? So now I'm gonna go to CPAC next year as Lady InfoWars, and if they kick me out, we'll call them transphobic.
I mean, you kind of dress like a broad all the time, don't you?
Oh, charred bratwurst. Don't become like Seb Gorka. Pick your right battles, okay?
Okay.
Just be smarter. The InfoWars War Room. Open Line Friday continues. 877-789-2539. It's confirmed coronavirus in Austin. They've canceled South by Southwest. They've declared an emergency. Oh, man. I do have some other news I need to get to. It's just all wild, really. For example, you have Brian Stelter. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, just look at the staff at CNN. It's like if you were scheduling like a golf outing or like there was like a golf tournament, and then like, you know, you kind of know everyone in there, but it's like a random scramble. You don't know who you're going to be on a team with. And you see like Don Lemon and Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy, and Jim Acosta. You're like, oh God, please no. Anyone but them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the guy you see at the bar and you kind of like hide your face and you're kind of like, oh geez, I don't want to see it. Talk to that guy. Like, oh my. Like that's everyone at CNN. I mean, seriously, Brian Stelter walks into a public restaurant or something. I mean, you know, you get out, you take your kids home and you just, you know, you say, you know what? We're done with lunch today, guys. So Brian Stelter, though, has now, first of all, it's a joke that they would even give him the credit or budget or whatever to even make this happen. But Brian Stelter, folks, has made a documentary for CNN on disinformation and fake news. And you guessed it, InfoWars is highlighted. Brian Stelter. I mean, seriously, like, I don't even want to be insulting right now. It really is laughable, isn't it? Brian Stelter is a left-wing media heavyweight. I'm not even commenting on his, you know, actual physical stature. But like intellectually, that guy is a zero. Intellectually, Brian Stelter is a negative. I mean, can you imagine a Brian Stelter on a debate stage with anybody? He wouldn't know where to begin. Oh my gosh. I just had an epiphany. Did you guys know that there's actually a helium shortage in America right now? I'm serious. There's a huge helium shortage in America right now. I just figured out why. Brian Stelter bought up the entire market supply on helium. And he sucks down an entire helium balloon before every segment. That's where the helium went. Stelter. Unbelievable. There it is. The New York Times. The global helium shortage is real. But don't blame party balloons. Blame Brian Stelter. He's sucking down helium before every broadcast. Any other world mysteries you want me to solve today? I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. Oh, but don't worry. Brian Stelter's got the documentary coming out about fake news and disinformation because he's the one that's going to tell you about fake news because he's the king of fake news. It's like, have you ever seen the nature documentaries? Like the biggest seal or the biggest walrus like wins the island, like gets to court all the ladies. Like on the island of fake news, Stelter's like the biggest walrus. All right. Nazi flag at Bernie Sanders rally sparks media outcry. Hey, Bernie Sanders says he's a socialist. Nazis were socialists. So was this a troll? Was this a real Bernie bro? Twitter now bans dehumanizing remarks based on age, disability, and disease. Now, when you read into this, you find out a couple things. One, this is to protect Joe Biden in the upcoming 2020 election process. Oh, you're making fun of Joe Biden's mental health. Oh, you're making fun of Joe Biden says he has dementia. Oh, you're saying this, that. They're going to use this new policy to censor that. And then they're using the word boomer. Get this. Specifically mentioned, they're using the word boomer as a keyword. I think we all know who that's targeting. So you can't make memes about boomers anymore. You can't insult boomers. And you can't talk about Joe Biden being senile and one step away from flinging his own feces against the wall and calling it finger paint. Not allowed to do that on Twitter anymore. As I said earlier, the Democrats and the media are going to bring back Russian collusion. Was that, by the way, was that Bob Mueller in drag pretending to be a CDC expert? I'm just curious. These are the questions I demand answered. But no, they're bringing it back. Judge Walton, this is from Jason Leopold on Twitter, just ordered DOJ to turn over an unredacted copy of Mueller report by March 30th so he can review it and determine what can be further released publicly. There's nothing there. There never was anything there. And I guarantee you, if they go down this road, if they go back down this road, it will haunt them. This will only hurt the Democrats if they reopen Russian collusion. And whatever they think they're going to get redacted will also hurt them. So go ahead, bring back Russian collusion. It already failed you. And again, it just further exposes the madness of the left. 2 years of the Mueller investigation, no Russian collusion found. They can't even bring it to impeachment. And yet you still have these brainwashed minions of the left going out saying Trump's a Russian agent. I mean, could you be more pathetic? Could you be more pathetic? From Dan Lyman, Europe.Infowars.com, Belgium MP unloads on top officials for allying with Turkey. Raising a Greek flag during a fiery speech at Belgium's parliament in which he blasted officials for allowing Turkey to blackmail Europe with threats to unleash millions of migrants on the continent. Very powerful. He stands there and says, "Do you recognize this flag?" They don't even recognize themselves. They're so turned over to evil. So that's what globalism is. See, globalism is all about stopping progress, stopping real organic human progress that leads to technological booms, technological outbreaks, higher standard of living, higher life capacity, able to do more with less, able to travel, able to experience more. That's progression that globalism is actually curtailing and stopping. And then in culture, the progression is actually degeneration. So it's like free to travel, bad, not free to travel. That's stopping progressive. That's globalism. But see, that's the real human expansion. That's the real consciousness expansion. That's the real life experience. They're curtailing that and they're telling you, no, the real life experience is freedom of expression. If you're a man, you're a woman. If you're a woman, you're a dolphin. If you're 3 years old, chop off your willy. If you're four, it's time for drag queen story time, drag lap dance. Get drunk, party, have sex, drugs, sex, rock and roll. That's freedom of expression, baby. That's what it's all about. No, what it's all about is traveling the world, experiencing things, experiencing other cultures, allowing other cultures to exist, expanding your horizons by starting a family. No, see, they stop all that real human progression and they tell you that, oh, human progression is freeing yourself, expressing yourself. You feel like a boy or a girl? Sure. You feel like a two-gendered spirit, queer? Yeah. Feel like a horse's ass? Go out there. And they pretend that's progression when that's degeneration, and then they halt real progression, which is travel, experience, expansion of consciousness. All right, ladies and gentlemen, short break here, 4 minutes. In the 4 minutes, I demand you go to InfoWarsStore.com. I demand it. I'm now a tyrant, and I demand you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. You have 4 minutes to get to InfoWarsStore.com, or you're in big trouble. All right, phone calls as well on the other side.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's the InfoWars War Room. We're brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where TurboForce is back in stock and 40% off. Bodies back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we got some callers left here. But first, we're big Second Amendment supporters here at InfoWars. And so when Congressman Ken Buck loudly and proudly stands for the Second Amendment, we give that congressman some love. Check out this fiery speech he delivered to gun grabbers.
I have a message for Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke. If you want to take everyone's AR-15 in America, why don't you swing by my office in Washington, D.C. and start with this one. Come and take it.
Ha-ha! Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado. Now, Democrats are saying this is a threat. I'm holding my tongue right now because these people are so pathetic. Like, they're not even amoebas. They're like amoeba-like waste. They're like skin that falls off an amoeba. That's how pathetic they are. Haley Stevens says, your congressional office is not your private home. It's a public space. This behavior is threatening and unacceptable. I feel unsafe with this in my place of work. You know what? If you're scared, get a dog. If you're scared, go to church. I have been in contact with the sergeant at arms to express my concerns. Oh no. And what are you going to have the sergeant at arms do? Go over there with a gun to take his gun? Can you imagine being such a pathetic? I mean, what do you even call this? A grublet? A worm? I was actually told in the break, the only reason the crew does anything I say is because I come to work armed. This gun is out of control. This gun is out of control now. Holster it. The funny thing is, that gun he has, which is an American flag, calm down, crew. Everybody calm. Put their hands up. Hands up, don't shoot. Yeah. The funny thing is, that gun he has is like, it's more like ornamental. It's got flags all over it. He even has like a little, I don't know what they're called, like a fire guard or a trigger guard or whatever. So you couldn't even fire it if you wanted to. Trigger lock. Thank you. These people are a joke. They literally put out graphics saying you can attach a gas-powered chainsaw to your semi-automatic rifle. That's how out of control these people are. They don't even know the issues they're discussing. Oh my gosh. See, now I'm just, I gotta go to calls. Otherwise, I'm gonna lose my mind on this. Let's go to Ethan in Texas, where they've just canceled South by Southwest. Go ahead, Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that me? Hey, Owen, what's up, bro?
Hey! Woo!
Hey, it's Ixion. I know. Many times before we had the call wrong, but it's Ixion. You know, Mexicans want to be Mexicans. Hispanics want to be Hispanics.
Ixion?
Yes, sir.
Look, the crew doesn't know how to spell, okay? They put Raj on air, and they tell me it's Rog. They put Ixion on air, and they tell me it's Ethan.
yeah, it's Ixion. So, love for the world, and that's all we have. Back to the party, baby. Party, you know what I mean? That's all they want in the world. 2020, what can we ask for? Nothing less than Owen Schroyer on the microphone. That's how we live, and that's how we ride. What do the demons want from us? I mean, these Democrats. I mean, we are attacking Owen Schroyer and Ixion. We do best when it comes to, wiping out the Democrats. But anyways, brother, I love you. I mean, how can we go on? Are we distant cousins? I mean, we spoke about this before about how we connect in dreams. I mean, what's going on? Is America just united? Does America just hate the Chinese people? I don't think so. These people are wicked and they're wild. I was born in California, and as a currently going on, I've already visioned it back in, let's 2016, I started buying books from InfoWars, such as Joel Skousen. What I found interesting in that book was that I was actually living 24 miles away from a nuclear target. So,
hey, Ixion, it's Ixion, right?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How much turbo force have you had today?
You know, I've been out of turbo force since you guys ran out, man. I've been really depressed, if you can put it that way, man. And I'm not trying to.
You sound like you've got some turbo force energy right now.
I wish I did, bro. But guess what? That turbo force sticks in you for life. Take it once, you're in it for life, man.
I just got a fresh box right here. Look at me. Are you jealous? Are you jealous? Ha ha! Look at me. Oh, look at all that turbo force. Yes. Total victory for me. All mine. Are you jealous? This is Ixion's Turbo Force box. Oh, it's empty. Oh, no. The only conclusion is you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get more Turbo Force. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Brian in Kansas. Go ahead, Brian.
For taking. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. I got a couple of things I need to get off my chest here. The left, they've been taken over by demons. They're no longer people. They're demonic. They're demons. The Watchers, the fallen angels. You guys need to get Trey Smith back on your show and talk about this. He will lay this out for people in a simple, easy way. As far as this child sacrifice or the pedophilia, it's really child sacrifice is what's going on here.
Well, they openly promote it with abortion and Planned Parenthood. They celebrate it. They jump up and down for it. It's really sick. Yeah, it's a death cult. It's unwitting Satanism.
It's insane.
Yes.
It's a cover.
For what?
Wuhan, the coronavirus.
Wait, what's a cover?
Washington. Kirkland, Washington. 5G going on up there. And that's where a lot of these deaths are. To look that up.
So wait, are you saying that the 5G is killing people and they're claiming it's coronavirus?
Yes, sir. I believe so.
Well, that's an angle I certainly haven't heard before, but we do know that these towers have led to people getting cancer. So 5G is a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, they turned on the 5G in Wuhan.
So you think it originated there with the 5G testing in Wuhan?
They got some weird stuff going on there in Washington.
Hmm.
Say.
Interesting. Yeah, we actually have a report from Greg Reese at band.video that's all about that. And I've kind of seen this narrative being sprinkled about. And again, if you want to learn more about that, Greg Reese has the report at band.video. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Protect yourself against the coronavirus by building up your immune system with supplements at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, so Savannah Hernandez is in studio now. We're going over some things, how she's talking about why it was good for South by Southwest to be canceled, but local Austin government won't do anything about the homeless and their lack of sanitation and hydration that could lead to disease outbreak. But I did want to get her response to my plans to get into CPAC 2021 as Lady InfoWars. I'm going to dress in drag. I'm going to be Lady InfoWars. No, another thing about it makes sense because CPAC and some of the people there are more concerned or they're more worried about being called transphobic than they are about censoring free speech. So that's my in. That's my angle.
Well, guys, you know, on break, Owen was showing me this picture of all these women. He was like, oh, look at all these hot girls. I really like this one in the corner here. And I think this is the one that he wants to go as next year. He thinks she's pretty attractive. What do you guys think?
This is the, of course, RuPaul's Drag Race, which the New Yorker says is going to be the end of Trump. You thought I was joking when I told you something last night, but then this was published today. The trans army.
Owen swears that every woman who he opposes is a tranny.
No.
Or no, a man.
Not every. No.
Like 77% of them, tranny.
Well, 100% of them are. They're not trannies. They're, no, big difference. Not transsexuals. Drag. They dress in drag.
Okay, so which one are you going to be? I take it back. Top right is kind of your vibe there.
No, I think
looks
you were right
kind
on.
Kind of like lefto-y, has the blonde
Ooh,
hair.
Ooh, lefto.
Do you feel that? Do you feel the vibe there?
No, I'm actually feeling the one you pointed out originally, which is like the Evel Knievel of
it's
drag
like,
queens.
It's like Farrah Fawcett mixed with Owen Schroyer, mixed with Evel Knievel.
So anyway, this is how I'm going to be accepted into CPAC. And now, then, only then, will I be a true conservative. Maybe
I'm
then.
I'm all for it. I really am. I'll be like Michelle Wolf in her abortion video, and I'll just be like sprinkling glitter all around you as you walk throughout CPAC. I'm all on board for this, actually.
By the way, we do have a report from you. No one celebrates abortion right. We're going to air that in the next segment. So it's just incredible how sick these people are in my mind. But hey, I'm going to try out for the LPGA. And I'm going to be the most successful. I'm coming for you. What was the golfer's name who actually played on the PGA? Anna something. Forget her name. I'm coming for all your records. Okay. Longest drive, lowest score, most titles. I'm coming for it. The LPGA, I'm telling you, it's wide open for any man to go dominate. Wide open right now. I will be that man. That's right. We're training here in studio.
I'm glad you finally found your calling in life. I'm really proud of you. Just the most groundbreaking of coverage on this front.
Well, what else can I do? I've caused enough political trends. Might as well go with a cultural trend. So you're saying how people are upset that you would dare say, hey, look, if there's a coronavirus outbreak in Austin, we need to do something about the lack of sanitation in the city streets with all the homelessness. They urinate in the streets. They can't wash their hands. And people are upset that you would be saying this, and you were talking about this weird insanity that you're dealing with, where people would gladly rather perhaps infect their city with a virus than feel like they're being mean to some individual.
That's exactly
or some
what it is. I've been sitting in my desk or on my desk for the past 30 minutes, and it's been so ridiculous. People are saying that I'm cruel, I'm inhumane, I'm not compassionate. They're quoting Bible verses at me because I said that if one homeless person gets infected but with the coronavirus, then that's going to open up the gates for all of the homeless to be infected by coronavirus. These tent cities that are strategically spread throughout the whole entire city of Austin as well are going to be hotbeds for this. And people are so upset, and they're completely missing the point that homeless do not have a place to wash their hands, to use the bathroom, to sleep at night, to take a shower, to dispose of their trash. I've been driving down the streets in Austin, and I have watched little kids walk past grown adults who are passed out in the grass at 4 p.m. surrounded by their trash. Okay, so again, people are trying to say I'm so inhumane and cruel by pointing this out, but we have adults who are spreading trash throughout the city, who are living in unsanitary conditions, and if this virus comes here, there's not going to be any stopping it. They don't have access to a doctor as well, so it's not cruel and inhumane for me to point this out. It's factual, and that's what's actually going to happen, and we're rolling the footage now. You've been to these tent cities yourselves. They're littered with trash. There's no place for a human being to live, and we have thousands of homeless living in our city. They're all living in close quarters, and even health officials within our own city have said this as well, that they think that, they need to start taking precautions right now in case the coronavirus breaks out, because how are you going to quarantine someone who's homeless, who doesn't have a home? How are you going to keep these people in a sanitary condition when they don't have a home? All that they've been able to do in the city of Austin so far is put hand sanitizers at the entrances of homeless shelters. That's about it. So again, if this disease breaks out in the city, the homeless tent cities are going to be like basically a petri dish. And from there, it's just going to spread out.
Well, and now they've found out that it can be spread via animals. And so they're going and defecating in woods, animals. I mean, you know, we won't get graphic, but they, you know, they could essentially pick it up, spread it. You talk about the tent cities. These are in very residential areas.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, let's say a square block or a mile in Austin, where you'll have 5,000 to 10,000 residents in apartments and in complexes. And then you'll have right smack dab in the middle, a tent city of 100 homeless people. And they're not going to go to the hospital if they contract this. A lot of times you'll contract it. You won't even have enough symptoms to want to go to the hospital. So it can spread really easily. But how dare you point that out? The homeless run this city now, don't you know?
Exactly. And like I said, people getting upset over me tweeting about this is peak 2020. People are so obsessed with grandstanding and being woke that they're willing to infect their entire city and put an entire city at risk just in an effort to be nice to everyone and inclusive of everyone, which is ridiculous. And I mean, going even further into it, I've been following this homeless stuff since it came out, since Mayor Adler passed the homeless ordinance, allowing people to openly camp wherever they want. I've been following the news reports. I've listened to the interviews on the streets of homeless people saying Austin is the place to be. Austin is famous for being homeless because when you come here, you can get free food, you can get alcohol, booze. It's a huge party. Everyone comes here to be homeless. This is something that's in the news that we've seen. The rise in crimes against women, against children in the streets being harassed by homeless has gone up. Our tourism industry is down. Local businesses are closing, but everyone conveniently overlooks that and just says that you're a mean person or that you're not compassionate about homeless people. No, this is a bigger issue and people need to wake up and realize that they need to put to the side their want to be woke and realize that this is a potential pandemic. Actually, it is a pandemic that's going on globally and will easily spread throughout this city if we allow this to continue.
By the way, the crew has pointed this out. I don't know if they were consciously doing this. A lot of these homeless camps that they have out in the woods are right by like water sources, like creeks and stuff that may be going into public sanitation or going here to be filtered. I mean, so there's all kinds of crazy stuff that you just don't think about and you're just told you're bigoted or inconsiderate.
Well, see, and then too, I hate to cut you off, I'm sorry, but just going back to the little kids as well. I know you never cut anyone off on your show. So apologies for being the first person to ever do that on the War Room. I'm bad. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, going back to the little kids though, little kids like to touch everything. These same little kids, again, are the same ones that are walking on the streets that these homeless people are camping on every single day. Your kid is touching things as they're walking home. They come home, they're touching their mouth. You're kissing your little kid. That's how the coronavirus is going to spread to everyone in the city. And again, we should be focusing on wanting our children to have a safe city to live in, to have safe streets to walk in, one where they don't have to worry about stepping in human feces, because this is a very big issue that we are just completely ignoring. And it makes me so angry. I'm just getting so frustrated about this right now, honestly.
Well, there is a silver lining. They canceled South by Southwest.
That's true. Who's not going to be sitting in hours of traffic? Us.
So we don't have to deal with that.
Yay!
Which is kind of a virus in and of itself.
Gosh, how exciting.
Here's what we'll do, though, in the next segment with Savannah Hernandez. We're going to just squeeze in a couple of phone calls, and then I want to go to Savannah's report, though, because it is shocking. It really is shocking how the left celebrates abortion and how they've basically gone public.
They literally have gold idols.
So we'll air your report in the next segment. Full report can be found at band.video. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. We're going to go to a report from Savannah Hernandez exposing the leftist death cult of abortion. First, though, let's take a caller from Austin. They've just canceled South by Southwest here in Austin at fears of a coronavirus outbreak. Danny called in from Austin, formerly from Portland. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you, man. It's funny to not be called Danny in Oregon anymore. I actually just moved from Portland. I got pretty sick of how disgusting that city is and is continuously becoming worse.
Well, were you shocked when you moved to Austin and found it's almost the same thing?
Well, you know, it's not quite as bad yet. It's a lot better in a lot of ways. I actually moved to Austin. I knew what I was getting into. I knew it was very similar to Portland. But I'm from Texas originally and, you know, I wanted to move to a place where I can actually help save a city from getting to that point, rather than a place like Portland where it's pretty much lost. You know, there's really not much. It's just going to keep going down. But you know, you guys were talking about the homelessness, and I have to say, at least the city of Austin has, you know, set up some camps kind of on the outskirts of town. I know it's not ideal, but it's better than what places like Portland, Seattle, San Francisco do, where they're just camping in the parks. There's needles all over the parks. I mean, you could go to a park and just say, "Ooh, I wonder if I can find a needle," and take you less.
Yeah, like, you know, you want to take your kids, your family to a park, you know, but you can't let your kids walk around because they may pick up a used needle or, you know, step in human feces.
And Danny, too, I would like to point out that it actually wasn't the city of Austin or Mayor Adler who set up those camps. That was Greg Abbott that did that. So just I want to give him the credit for that, because he was the one, that a Republican governor, that did that.
Right, right. I know. I did read that, and my bad there. Yeah, no, I don't want to give any credit to the liberal government of Austin, because they're just as bad as any other leftist, and they would take this city and turn it into Portland or San Francisco if they could. And I'm hoping that we can all keep that from happening. Part of the reason, like I said, I moved to Austin is I want to be a part of stopping that from happening here as well. You know, I just wanted to say, while I'm at it, that Super Silver has been amazing. I have had feelings of oncoming cold flu symptoms. You know, the first day you wake up and you have that sore or scratchy throat. And I'd wake up and I'd kind of drop that in the back of my throat, kind of gargle it a little bit and swallow it. And, you know, it would be gone within a few hours. And I just, you know, I got to say thank you guys for that. I'm a little bummed that it's out of stock. I didn't have extra money to buy it when it was in stock, because I was in the process of driving cross country. But, you know, hopefully it'll be back soon. I did also.
Well, we're working on getting it back. Obviously, it's in heavy demand right now. And thank you so much, Danny, for supporting us and getting that. Obviously high demand with the coronavirus outbreak, but very, very powerful when it comes to fighting these things at the onset, colloidal silver. But we have other products like Immune Gargle and stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're going to go to a Savannah Hernandez report. She exposes the leftist death cult of abortion here. It's at band.video. Again, I want to thank the audience for tuning in. Thanks for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That does it this week for the War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors. Here's Savannah Hernandez's report at band.video.
Yesterday, protesters, celebrities, and politicians took to the front steps of the Supreme Court as the court heard the first major abortion case since the addition of Trump nominees Justice Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. The case involves a Louisiana law that requires abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital in case a patient experiences complications during or after an abortion procedure. If the law is upheld, two of the three remaining abortion clinics in the state would close, leaving Louisiana with just one doctor and one clinic providing abortions. Of course, the protesters, politicians, and celebrity attendees didn't take too kindly to the limited abortion access in the state, with celebrities such as Busy Phillips stating that she would be nothing without her abortion.
Here I was, sitting in Los Angeles in my beautiful office of my own late-night talk show. Soon I would be driving my hybrid car to my beautiful home to kiss my two beautiful and healthy children and my husband, who had taken the year off to parent so I could focus on my career. Have all of this, all of it, because I was allowed bodily autonomy at 15.
Senator Chuck Schumer also drew rebuke after threatening the two Trump-nominated Supreme Court justices.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
But aside from the big names on stage at the protest, there were also many women who took the opportunity to scream for their right to abortion.
Where are the abortion providers at? Where are the future abortion providers at? Woo! Awesome. And a special shout out to where are my people who had abortions? Where y'all at? Nothing about this work is going to be without us. Woo! Awesome. So, as I said, I had an abortion when I was 19. It was honestly one of the best decisions of my life. I was simply not ready to become a parent, and that's really all you need to know.
But remember, guys, these women are just fighting for their reproductive health rights, and nobody really celebrates abortion, right?
Yes, I'm celebrating abortion. I had one a month ago, and it was great.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I haven't told a lot of people.
Also, can I have a hug?
I've yes,
seen you yet. Them. How have you been?
Good.
So good to talk.
Wrong. Feminists all over America have been trying to sell the idea to young women that abortion is health care, you need the right to, and potentially an abortion if you ever want to be successful, and most shockingly, that no one celebrates abortion. Let's take a look back in February of this year when Andrew Yang commented on third trimester abortions, a procedure in which a fully formed and viable baby is killed in the womb.
I think we have to get back to the point where no one is suggesting that we be celebrating an abortion at any point in the pregnancy. That there was a time in Democratic circles where we used to talk about it being something that, like, you don't like to see, but that should be within the freedoms of the woman and the mother to decide.
To which a CNN contributor wrote, "No one celebrates abortion. This is just a right-wing slander with no basis in reality." No basis in reality. What about the time that Andrew Cuomo lit up pink, the spire of the One World Trade Center, to celebrate the signing of the Reproductive Health Act? An act that would allow non-doctors to perform abortions up until the mother's due date. An act that removed the protections of babies that were born alive during a botched abortion. Or the time that hashtag #ShoutYourAbortion went viral on Twitter, with many women taking to the social media platform to talk about their abortion stories. That was the beginning back in 2015 through 2016. And now in 2020, young girls are now using the newer social media platform, TikTok, to share their abortions in seemingly lighthearted and comical videos that garner millions of views.
Don't be scared. I'm right here.
But this celebration reaches far further than just videos on the internet. In New York, a new art exhibit titled "Abortion is Normal" is being used to highlight artwork and the idea that, again, abortion is normal, good, and something to be celebrated. And of course, we cannot forget the time that comedian Michelle Wolff literally had a salute to abortion, a salute in which she praised abortion and thanked God for it.
Abortion, I salute you! Women, if you need an abortion, get one! If you want an abortion, get one! If you're not pregnant but you think you eventually might be and want to order a future abortion, get one! God bless abortions and God bless America!
Not only are people celebrating abortions, but doctors such as this one, who describes himself as your friendly neighborhood abortion provider, are now trying to convince young girls that it is a selfless act or an act of love. So the next time someone tells you that no one actually celebrates abortion, feel free to use some of the examples of people literally screaming from our nation's capital that abortion is good and it's something that needs to be celebrated. And remember that this is a procedure that has taken the lives of over 50 million innocent children since it was made legal in 1973.